everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano. We just watched TakeOver India.
WWE Backlash.
It wasn't, no, it wasn't Backlash. No. This was a TakeOver in your house. What?
And for the first time ever.
What happened?
We didn't love it.
What?
What happened?
What is happening?
Did Triple H take Stephanie and the girls on vacation this week? And Vince had to produce this one?
I don't know.
Think about a show where Velveteen Dream, Johnny Gargano, and Ciampa all lose.
Yeah.
There's only six matches. Three of the top guys, kind of all time, definitely of now, lose.
We knew Ciampa would lose. You know,
we figured he would lose, but not in 10 minutes. We thought Gargano was going to win the title because he's getting a huge heel push. And he said, me and the wife are both going to be champion.
Well, no, he's not going to get a huge heel push, apparently.
Not now. No.
Not for a while, at least.
And Velveteen Dream loses for the second time for the title. He can't fight again.
No.
He can't fight for the title again.
I mean, no.
And if it was January 1st, I'd be like, ooh. He's losing to come to the Rumble or something like that, or he's going to come to the main show or whatever. No, there's nothing. There's no reason to have these outcomes. It was quick. It was a 2 hour and 15 minute pay-per-view, which we don't mind that. But,
yeah,
decent ending, I guess. I guess that's why they put the triple threat on last.
I mean, usually you could defend these shows with, well, there's no real crowd.
Right.
But that wasn't even the issue with this show.
No, the backlot thing, the backlot brawl had a fun idea.
Yeah.
Headlights kind of is your stage with the ring in the middle of a parking lot somewhere, Universal Studios, I don't know. I'm not really sure where they are. Some random stage, sound stage maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I'll watch the Triple H interview with Renee Young later, but I think what happened, because during the show, Renee teased that I'm going to be interviewing Triple H after the show. Right. Her first question should be, Triple H, what happened?
Yeah.
And then he'd probably be like, well, we were 30 minutes to air, about to go on the show. And then Vince barges through the door, and he's like, I wrote a new script. I'm a genius. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And of course, there we go.
Well, let's get through it.
But, we know if Vince wrote it, then Charlotte would have won at the end.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
This is all on you, Triple H.
Right.
This is all your fault.
I don't know what happened here.
All right, so...
very concerned.
First, we have the pre-show, only 30 minutes. But Todd Pettengill kicks off the pre-show.
Yeah.
That was cool to see him again.
An old school guy. Apparently, he's been asleep for 20 years.
He's been frozen. Cryogenically frozen. The rest of the pre-show was just Pat McAfee, Sam Roberts, and the other guy making fun of each other.
Right.
So, nothing really to see there.
Nothing to see here.
The intro was cool. It was very nostalgic. They did the old school, the World Wrestling Federation, number one in sports entertainment, except they did it with NXT.
Yeah.
It was like, NXT, number one.
Right.
And then some band, Code Orange, played a song at the start. They were okay, not great.
Yeah, whatever.
Certainly no Poppy. Poppy and...
Oh, yeah, that little girl.
Yeah.
The 12-year-old girl. Yeah. Who's lead singer.
And then they had the In Your House set. They put more effort into
this
than WrestleMania.
Than WrestleMania,
like,
for
the set. There
for
was
sure.
more of a set than there was for WrestleMania.
They hung up a flag for WrestleMania. A pirate flag, which was well, this doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah.
You couldn't have reprinted a flag? You nope. billion-dollar company?
Yeah. So anyways, first up, we got Shotzi Blackheart, Tegan Nox, and Mia Yim versus Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, and Raquel Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Candice came out dressed as an evil fairy. The crowd chanted, "This is awesome," before the match started.
So when you say the crowd, I can't have you get away with that. Let them get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
The employees of WWE...
Yeah, well, we know by now.
...started with...
It's been long enough.
"This is awesome. What is awesome about this? Don't cheapen the things that... are great about NXT or WWE. You don't say that this is awesome when it's six girls that were randomly thrown together. Candice LeRae has no ties to Dakota Kai.
Yeah.
or Raquel Gonzalez. The other three were just thrown together.
This isn't a dream match.
No.
Like, yeah, if the match goes really, if it gets really good, then, sure, you know, you'll get that this is awesome. Because
right,
the fans do it all the time anyway.
Right.
But not at the start of a match, unless it's a dream match.
Right.
This isn't Shawn Michaels Undertaker. This isn't The Rock Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, and I feel like it was one person who was like, oh, this is awesome, right? We're here. I haven't been on TV yet. I'm on TV now, technically. Man, this is awesome. And someone went, this is awesome. Yeah. And they just thought, oh, it must be Vince piping this in. So he might as well jump on board.
I don't know.
Definitely not awesome. This match was not awesome.
No. You know, it was your average match. Knox did a front flip off the top rope onto everyone outside the ring. Yeah. There was some other stuff. Not really that much to talk about. But in the end, Knox hit the shiniest wizard on Dakota Kai for the win.
The good girls won?
The good girls won.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess you retained the title. That was the only difference in the whole sheet.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Okay. Yeah.
You're the good girls.
Oh, cool. All right.
All right. See you guys next time.
Awesome.
That's it. You get to keep that.
Yeah.
Thank God. I didn't need to see you dropping all three titles in a row there.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to see that?
I did not.
Because you kind of predicted it on the show.
did I?
Yeah. At least I still got this one.
Yeah.
I still got my baby for a while.
The reason I predicted it is because, and I still don't understand what happened, you're pushing Candice LeRae a lot right now. They're almost the focus of the show, and she can't pick up a win over three random girls
again,
that no one cares
about.
We
found out later that they are not.
No, they're not. Right. No, this was just in my head, apparently. Yeah.
I just figured anytime they have random tag team matches that mean nothing with a bunch of randoms that don't have anything to do with each other, and it started the show, you know, but it's,
I'd rather have seen Candice.
This should not have been on TakeOver.
No.
Period.
Like, there's usually five matches. It's been going great for the longest time.
Yeah.
This is the sixth match? This is the sixth match?
You know what's funny?
What about just Candice versus...
I won by 7 points.
Anyone.
I won by 7 points because of this match.
Yeah.
If this match wasn't on the card, the three of us would have tied.
Which just tells you... Well, we were wrong about a lot, though.
Yeah.
But we all thought we were...
But I won by 7 points.
Yeah, that's funny.
Which was this match. Right. We would have all tied. Because you and Eric tied.
That's funny. That's funny.
So either way, I would have retained.
We're merging into one brain.
Well, it's just takeovers have always been like this, where they're, well, we say very predictable. This one, we got a lot wrong.
Yeah.
But we all picked the same stuff.
Yeah.
And usually, and takeovers used to be five matches. Now they've been six the last couple takeovers.
I've been so good. I used to be so good at picking NXT winners.
Yeah.
Takeover winners, and not so much.
Yeah, you had, what'd you go, 2 for 4?
Because I just... 6 matches.
Huh?
2 for 4?
Like two right, four wrong.
Oh. 2 and 4?
Right?
Probably. You have the sheet? I got the first match wrong. I got Balor right. I got the Ciampa match right. I got Gargano wrong.
It. Yeah, two and
I got the final thing wrong. What was the last match?
Yeah,
the women. Oh, Dream I got wrong. 2 and 4.
2 and 4. And I went 3 and 3?
Yeah, with the girls. One more.
So yeah, next up we got Finn Balor versus Damian Priest.
A match that, again, it was a decent match, but no one cared about this.
Okay, so after the girls, that was just an average match, so a C? I mean, it was like...
You're going to give it a C? Okay.
Well, it was anything... I wouldn't say there's anything wrong with it.
Okay, fine. C.
You know, that's average, right?
Leaning C minus. We're leaning C minus.
Okay. So we got Finn Balor versus Damian Priest. Priest chokeslammed Balor off the top rope. Balor did kick out, but at least it was a delayed cover. Mm-hmm. It took Priest a few seconds to
fall on
to get there. Yeah. Priest then, in the end, Priest moved the steel steps and then tried to give Balor a razor's edge from the apron onto the steel steps, but Balor got out of it and punched Priest off, and Priest landed back first on the steps.
Just took like a back hit, quite a bump, and then hit like the edge of the stairs.
The edge.
Yeah.
So that was good. Yeah. And then Balor hit the coup de grace on the back of Priest's head and then hit the traditional coup de grace for the win.
Yeah, it looks like face Balor's finisher is back.
Yep, he's back.
The coup de grace, as they called it.
Because when he was going for it, I was like, why is he even going for it? It doesn't win him matches anymore.
You literally said that.
Yeah.
He hit the one on the head, then he hit the second one, then it was over. And I was like, oh, face.
Face, that's
face
right.
Face finisher.
Which I like the DDT better. The DDT's cool. But after
like
the match,
most male porn stars, Face finisher.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going there already.
Face finisher.
So after the match, Priest is like laying on the turnbuckle and Balor gives him the finger guns. So
pew pew.
That's basically like him just giving you like a double, you know, double birds. Like, here's to you.
Yeah.
Hey, Damian Priest, here's to you.
Yeah, exactly. Here's to you.
Because at first, Balor...
Can't beat me. Yeah, can't beat me.
At first, Balor looked like he was going to like shake his hand. I was like, well, don't do that.
Weird vibe.
He attacked you. But yeah, then he gave him the
And Priest was like in the corner like, don't hurt me no more.
Yeah, you just fingered him. Yeah. And then next up, we got... you started with the porno references.
Fair.
We got Johnny Gargano versus Keith Lee for the North American Championship. First, we see Gargano. There's the In Your House set, and he's inside the set. So there's, you know, they had a wall to make it look like a real house inside. And there's a picture of Michael Hayes, and it's one of his other gimmicks. Doc Hendricks or something. There's a picture of him hanging on the wall. Johnny changes the temperature. Walks out of the house, locks the door, and then he drops the key into the crotch of his tights. A few people said he looked like the Mandalorian. Others had other, ideas, but I think it was the closest he looked like was the Mandalorian.
You had some people send you some stuff, and I would say yes.
But the Mandalorian is he's technically a good guy, right?
Oh, who cares about
on the
that?
Show?
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm just saying. Matter? Well, because Johnny said he was done cosplaying. And if you're going to cosplay, at least cosplay as bad guys like he did the last one where he turned heel when he cosplayed as Carnage. Mm. But, I mean, yeah, it's not a big deal. But it's like, you kind of have to be... Johnny's usually so good at cosplaying that we always, like, know what it is. And this
and
is
now
one
this, like, half-assing
yeah, this one kind of sucked.
Yeah, kind of half-assing it. Yeah. Half-ass cosplay? Oh, that's what you're doing.
Right.
You're pissing us off because you're a heel. All
yeah. Right. Oh, so after Balor and Priest, that was a good match.
Okay, C+.
C+?
Yeah.
Fine. So, yeah. All right, back to Gargano and Keith Lee. So, a few minutes into the match, Johnny tries to leave by going back into the house, but the door's locked, and he's surprised that the door is locked.
When he locked it...
You locked the door!
And put the key in his pants, I think.
In his crotch.
By his
right
crumb.
Right in his cock.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
And then, dude, you have the key. Just unlock the door.
Yeah.
Or go around it.
And you want to leave? You don't want the tie? You're bailing on this match 3 minutes in?
We didn't get that part.
Johnny's usually so good at storytelling. What the fuck is going on?
We didn't know what he was trying to
Something's
say.
Something's wrong. There's something going on in NXT that we don't know right now.
Correct.
Is Road Dogg head of creative? What is happening?
I wouldn't even go there. It has to be Vince took it back over.
God.
Let me try to do one of these. It's so successful.
Because Johnny's...
Let me try to do one.
It just made him look like an imbecile.
Yeah.
You locked the door.
Right.
Johnny constantly attacked Lee's injured hand and eye during the match. The crowd chanted, Gargano sucks, just like the John Cena sucks chant. I didn't get that.
You didn't get, like, why?
Why?
Yeah, no, there's no reason. Yeah, no, nobody knows.
Yeah. So then Keith Lee later checks Gargano through the plexiglass. That was a good spot. That was really cool.
Yeah.
And then Candace comes out, but Mia's right behind her, and they fight, they brawl. Johnny then pulls the key out of his dick and stabs Lee in the eye and hits the slingshot DDT, which I forget what he calls it now. Is it the... What did they call the last match with him and Ciampa? He named it that. The final shot.
Mm.
One final shot? One final... The final shot, maybe? I think it was that.
The final shot?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyways, so he hits that, and Lee barely kicks out. And then a few minutes later, Lee hits the spirit bomb, then a regular power bomb, and then the Big Bang Catastrophe for the win.
One final beat?
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Final beat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Final beat. But yeah... He hits all those moves in a row, and he gets the win. Johnny's not kicking out of that. So, yeah. Keith Lee retains. We like Keith Lee, but...
Sure.
It just seemed like the story
Is that story told?
Yeah,
that story has been told. When the champ retains...
Well, there's lots of
new
times,
story.
There's lots of... In bad wrestling booking, which there was a lot of bad wrestling booking, the heels get more and more chances until they eventually win.
Yeah.
So that might happen. Uh-huh. Got to give Lee a win first, and then Johnny wins
Why,
the next
though?
One.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, you injured
Shawn
him.
Michaels
you injured him enough.
Yeah.
He had two injuries in the match. He could have afforded a loss.
He was the
there.
Key. I thought it was over.
And he's been the North American champion for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd he beat? I can't even remember who he fucking beat. It's been so long.
Shinsuke.
No. Shinsuke. No. Never had it. Shinsuke wasn't.
No, it's just like when he finally lost the IC title, you're like, who had the title? He beat Gargano.
No.
I think he did.
No, Dream beat Gargano.
Dream took it, and then Gargano got it back, no?
No. Mm. Wins North American title.
Come on, we have to be able to think about this.
Oh, I got it. Well, I mean, I see it now.
Oh.
Do you,
I don't know, just tell
it's, me. It's Strong. Roderick Strong.
Right, of course. Yeah.
It was in January. Mm. All right, so he's had it for 6 months. That's long enough for a North American. That title's supposed to change hands a lot.
Mm.
You know? I mean, I know where Gargano marks, so if you're a Keith Lee fan, obviously you're not upset about this, but like.
But yeah, it's their TV title. It's their IC title. It's their whatever. It's their USA title. Change this freaking title. Sure. Change it on TV. Yeah. Change it often.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. So, I don't know. It was not a classic Gargano match. Usually Gargano delivers at TakeOver. And it's not even because he lost. Even if he won, it was like, what was this match with the whole door thing?
Candace came out, but then Mia came out right behind her.
Yeah.
So they kind of canceled each other out. The door confused us. I think this goes from a C+ back to a C. I think it goes down a half letter grade. Sorry.
Well, you don't have to apologize to me.
I'm sorry. Well, what do you say? You
okay
with that?
That's fine.
All right.
Next up, we got Velveteen Dream versus Adam Cole backlot brawl for the NXT Championship.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew.
No. What?
I don't know.
Ricochet?
Yeah.
No, this is not the main event.
Mm-mm.
This is not the main event.
They give away the ending because they don't put it at the main event.
Yeah. And one of our fans pointed out that, you know, this match started at like 8 Eastern time in Florida. It's not dark out. Yeah.
No. Like, this is like pitch black.
Pitch black.
Not like sun going down.
Right. I mean, so, we knew it was taped, but you're ruining.
What? You can't tape it out. Hey, what time is it going to air on the show? Let's tape it at that time. Because you obviously taped it at night.
Right. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't like the fact that they think their fans are dumb. And I really think that they've treated it that way for a long time. They're not going to remember anything.
Yep.
Why are we all dumb? I don't get that. We're not. Wrestling fans remember shit. They remember everything.
I know.
They remember everything. That's why you could do like some cheap pop when a guy comes back, or when Diesel's music hits at the Royal Rumble after not being Diesel for 20 years and the place loses their mind. They remember everything.
Yeah. It's like all sports kind of do this, but the NFL mostly does it during the preseason where they over-explain the rules.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, for new fans. But if you just watch it long enough, you'll eventually understand the rules of football.
Yeah.
You'll understand how it's played, what the penalties are. You just have to watch.
Right.
You don't have to explain the rules to every single match, which, by the way, they didn't for the backlot brawl, so we were kind of confused.
They didn't explain. but they explain the rules and then break them. That's what's dumb about explaining the rules.
Yeah.
You're going to explain the rules to us, and then you're going to not go by those rules, and you're going to change the rules, and you're going to make it to where a tag team match that has no disqualification, you have to tag in. Like, you're telling us the rules, yet you're not following them yourselves.
Yeah.
Hey.
So we got, you know, it's outside in the area where they broke Dream's back, I guess. We still don't know where this area exactly is. But the fans surround the ring in cars, so it's like a drive-up movie theater.
It looked like that. Where are they?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
And then Adam Cole drives up in a Undisputed Era truck. That was cool.
Sure.
I like that. And then Velveteen Dream drives up in a yellow Lamborghini. I guess they couldn't find a purple one. But he was dressed as Negan from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but it's a little late.
A few years late. Yes. Yep.
I mean, he's not even like that on the show anymore.
He's not like that. The show hasn't been on in a while now. I mean, he's on it, but yeah.
He's not that.
He's not that
version of Negan.
Right.
So Dream has a few.
He's gone face.
He's turned
baby face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Full turn.
Full baby face turn.
So Velveteen Dream early in the match has a few close roll-ups. So Adam Cole takes his title and says, I'm leaving. And then he tries to leave in a different car. But he can't find the keys. Well, it's because it's not your car.
You didn't drive up in that car.
Why didn't you get in your truck?
Who had cars used in this match? Who had over under 7?
Yeah, I had under.
If you count the 2 cars, right? Then that car, the Uber driver, the one that what their faces show up in, the one that Loomis leaves it. Like it's like at least 5
cars. Yeah. So so Cole tries to leave. Dream hits the car a bunch of times with the Negan bats. Then a car pulls up and it's an Uber driver. She's like, "Someone order an Uber?"
No.
And Dream throws Cole in the car and they fight inside but quickly back out. I thought maybe that was going to be them getting in the car, driving away, and then Ronaldo's going to be like, "Well, I guess maybe we'll come back to that." And like at the end of the show, they come back and keep fighting.
And then Dream wins. And the backlot brawl at WrestleMania was like that.
Yes.
Remember? They got in cars. They showed the OJ footage as if it was Piper.
Yeah. So Cole runs inside one of the buildings. A lot of the doors are just fake doors. But Dream opens the door and Cole sprays him with a fire extinguisher. Dream tries to hit the purple Rainmaker off a ladder onto Cole, who's laying on a car. But Fish and O'Reilly drive up and shine their bright lights at him.
And beep. And he's like, "What? What?"
And then Cole climbs the ladder, but Dream pushes him off and Cole falls on the windshield. Breaks the windshield. He's got a big cut on his arm with lots of blood. Fish and O'Reilly then beat up Dream, and then they throw a ton
Fish
of...
Fish and Strong.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Why did I say that? Fish and Strong.
O'Reilly's out of commission.
He's out of commission. He's got that leprechaun beard. So they beat up Dream and then throw a ton of chairs from the Undisputed Era truck into the ring, like 40 chairs.
There was a lot of chairs in this truck.
And then Strong says, "Let me get some more chairs, because that's not enough."
That's not enough chairs.
So he checks under the ring, and Dexter Lumis is there. Loomis beats up Fish and Strong with a chair.
Well, first you see a chair that's like halfway under the ring and it just disappears. Yeah. He tries to grab it. He's like, "What?"
Right.
And then, oh, there's Loomis. Here he's going to take out the guys.
Yeah. So he beats him up. He throws them both in the trunk of his car and drives off. So basically what he painted came true.
The prophecy has come true. Yeah. I can't wait to see what he paints next.
I know.
I want to see him paint himself as the NXT champion. You're like, "Oh, that's good."
Yeah.
Whether they do it or not, that's really good.
Yeah, they should keep that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Cole goes for the Panama Sunrise, but Dream counters with the Dream Valley Driver. Cole kicks out. Cole then sits on one of the chairs.
He gets up. As Dream's going outside to get on the top ropes,
he
sets up a chair. You're like, "Oh, okay, he's going to do something." And then he sits on it.
It's like they're watching AEW too much or something. I don't understand. Like they're watching the Young
Bucks.
And
I thought he was going to get up when the Dream came down.
They're watching Private Party. They're watching Marco stunt.
They're helping each other do moves. Yeah.
Yeah. So he sits on the chair. Dream, hits the purple Rainmaker. And Cole kicks out again.
Yeah.
Dream then taunts Cole for too long. He's like, "This is it. I'm going to win. Fuck you." And then Cole low blows him and hits the Panama Sunrise onto the pile of chairs for the win.
Yeah, he's never won with that, huh?
Cole retains. I think he has.
Really? Maybe the Gargano.
Well, it's on a bunch of chairs. No, that's he hit the Panama Sunrise, then the last shot.
Yeah.
But if it's on a bunch of chairs, you could win with that. Yeah. I mean, you could win with that anyway. That's a great move anyway. But yeah, Cole wins. That's a big shocker to us. And, like, even if, like, this still could have been the main event.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Even with Cole winning. I mean, yeah, we're upset Dream didn't win. It's like, yeah, Cole's had his time. They made this special match for Dream, but apparently not.
They chose not to do it.
I don't know.
Maybe they're not. I don't know.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I really don't understand. But it was a good match. It was entertaining. I thought it was very good.
B minus?
Sure.
Okay.
Next up, we have a brief break with Todd Pettengill. He starts giving out a 900 number, but then says, "Oh, they don't have 900 numbers anymore?" And it was just like...
Frozen. It's been frozen.
Yeah, I guess. And then they show Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and Road Dogg all acting like monkeys trying to figure out how computers work. And it's they're basically doing the old... like that. It's one of the most popular Shawn Michaels gifs where he's just typing on a computer... like backstage at In Your House or whatever.
Beep, bop,
and he was doing that again, but then they're all doing it, and Road Dogg's like having a seizure, and Triple H is like...
having a seizure.
Triple H is like hitting it like Zoolander.
Like, burr, burr.
And Hansel.
Burr. Really? This is the COO of the, or whatever he is now, the company?
Yes.
He's an idiot?
When they're DX, they're retarded.
They're dumb. I don't get it. What was this?
I
We're all dumb. I guess Sean, maybe. You know, but like the rest of them are dumb.
So next up, we got Karrion Kross versus Tommaso Ciampa. Scarlett was dressed very hot and slutty.
Yeah, very porn starish.
Let's give a. You know, we don't usually do awards, but let's give an award right now. All right, best porn star. I got
Scarlett.
Me too. Sweep it. Wow, sweep it. Yeah,
best porn star.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I would have normally said Velveteen Dream, but she beat him.
He wasn't dressed like a porn star. It was either her or Gargano for putting the key in his dick.
Yeah,
but yeah. Yeah. So, Kross, they hyped this match.
More than any other
we
match.
We knew Ciampa was going to lose.
You can't have Kross lose at his first pay-per-view.
So we were fine with that.
We accepted it.
But they hyped this match like it was going to be fucking awesome.
Right.
We expected it to be so great,
you,
so
you
brutal.
Had the time. Let you Ciampa had, do... Let I, like,
there's no time restraints.
No.
Kross puts Ciampa to sleep in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And like not
clean.
Much, not much.
Nothing from Scarlett, just clean. Like I'm better than you, like I said. That's basically what happened here. I'm better than you. Ciampa's like, I'm Ciampa. I don't know if you heard, I'm kind of the best around.
They're
no, I'm
special.
Better than you.
And there's Tommaso Ciampa. Right. I guess he's not special.
No, just like anyone else.
10 minutes. Not much happened in this match.
When was the last time he lost a match without interference or something major happening? Ever? Since
since the last time Gargano beat him,
which
when
is
he was
like,
a heel,
right?
Which was WrestleMania New Orleans 2 years ago.
Yeah,
again, he's been out for a year.
But even that's like a rivalry that he had to. I don't know. It's just I don't.
But a 10-minute squash. This guy has to be a send off. How could he come back?
There's a lot of send offs. Then
I don't
know. Dream Riddle for is gone. And now Ciampa's
gone?
Well,
Dream didn't get squashed, though. Like, Ciampa got squashed.
Dream didn't have his stuff on, and he lost for the second straight time for the title. Goodbye.
Well, yeah, but I think for
I don't
sure
want any
the
of these
Ciampa
guys
won.
To make their debuts before a crowd, though. None of them, please.
No, I know, or but while well, Riddle is, they don't really care. They got to do what they got to do.
So dumb. But sell tickets. Sell, I mean, can't we? We're going back to work. We're going back to everything.
They can't. If the NFL is not going to fucking do it, they're not going to do it.
But like the NFL by like late August, still not going to do it? I think
it
so.
It seems like they're not. Ugh. It seems so far the plan is that they're not doing it.
Do you know anybody that's had COVID?
No.
I don't know anybody that's had COVID. I know a lot of people. A lot of people. No, I'm not trying to say it's fake. I'm just saying I don't think it's as bad as everyone's saying and... Put a mask on. Don't touch everybody. We live in a different world now. Don't shake hands. Everyone's squirting the freaking bacterial shit on your hands. Like, we're going to be fine. Just you live in a different world now. That's it. No more buffet-style shit when it comes to masks. Everything's zipper sealed. And I was at HEB, and we usually get bread, and it's in like a, just a, they just slip it in the sack.
Yeah.
But no, they have to, like, they sip
which
to
I
it off.
First of all, I appreciate that.
For sure.
Why do I have to pick out my own rolls of bread?
Right.
Just, and they did it. They put four in a bag, and you just grab the bag.
Yeah, there are four for a dollar. Who's the psycho getting three?
Yeah.
No one.
Why don't they do that with all fruit? Why
sure.
do I have to pick out fruit? Oh, because this one's bad. So what? You paid 30 cents for that fucking apple.
Not even.
Not even.
Maybe nickel.
So you buy four apples, you bring one home, and one's bad. Big
you ever,
whoop.
You ever get this many bananas, and it was a nickel? You're like, how the fuck do you make a profit on bananas?
Just bag all the fruit. Bag it all.
Just bag everything.
Four at a time. You want more? Buy yeah. another bag.
You know what? I kind of like this new world. I don't like shaking hands.
No, me either.
I like things being sealed.
Yeah.
I was watching this lady the other day, and this is in COVID. She's in the grocery store, and she's got like all this food in the fruit aisle. She's got like a thing of grapes. And what the, like a little salad, and she's just,
what the fuck?
She's eating it right there, and I'm like, I just want to be like, you're fucking disgusting. Not only are you not paying for that, which, whatever, I'm not a saint, but you're eating it in the middle where everyone's like trying to get fruit. It's already a busy, crowded area. And like, you're opening your mouth, like, because of COVID. Like, this is just awful. Awful. There are some awful people.
You see what happens when you piss us off?
Yeah.
You fucking squash Ciampa. And then we just go on random rants.
All right, so B minus. So, what are we down to now?
After this?
Yeah.
And HEB with that woman?
Yes.
Like a D.
Both. It's got to go down a letter grade.
C minus.
I don't like where this is going, NXT. All right.
Okay. So then next up, we have a crowd shot, and they show Robert Stone And he's still very sad. He's up against the NXT logo and he's like stroking it up and down.
How did you fuck that up? Hey, when was the last time you had like a stable of
is
women?
Is he just done? Is he getting fired?
I don't know. When was the last time you had a stable of women with like a cool manager?
Like never ever?
No, oh, never. Oh, right. Ever. Even the four horsewomen of NXT were never a stable.
No, that was not a stable.
No.
No, I mean, they
were fighting each other the whole time.
They had, like, Team Bad, and that was horrible.
That was just dumb. It was only three, which is not a stable. It's a group, but not a stable.
Yeah.
It is not a stable.
Either way, it sucked.
So you had an opportunity to take people that, like, Chelsea Green, she's growing on me. I can see where she'll be something someday. Boom. Aaliyah, horrible. Horrible.
Right.
Hotter with the nose job. Sure, whatever. I would be too. And then, okay, there's two. Let's get, who's like Shotzi Blackheart? Terrible. Throw her in there.
Yeah.
Like get three or four, five women.
Yeah.
And like have this guy, and then he becomes a dick, and then they turn on him, and whatever.
Have Candace run a stable, you know?
Sure, sure. Like, why are we not doing any of this? Why is that already dead?
Yeah, like where?
That's dead.
Where do we go from here? Where does Robert Stone go from here?
Where do you go from there? He's not a wrestler. He's a shitty manager.
He can't even get Aaliyah.
If they're bringing no, like how do you?
There's
got to
be some.
I didn't get Aaliyah.
Woman, maybe it's that one woman that looks like Cyborg. Maybe he'll manage her and she'll start to dominate.
Raquel Gonzalez?
No,
oh.
It's Martinez. I forgot her name. Yeah. She's older, but maybe he'll get her. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, next up we got the main event: Rhea Ripley versus Io Shirai versus Charlotte Flair for the NXT Women's Championship. Charlotte leaves the ring at the start of the match and tells Io and Ripley to fight each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it. They just listen to her.
Yeah.
She's the queen.
And within 3 seconds, she does a hip for bye.
Come on, you're making them look stupid again.
Jeez.
And, you know, they fought by the In Your House set and they broke some shit. And then the spot of the night, Io jumped like 15 feet off the top of the In Your House set onto Io and Charlotte.
Yeah.
That was very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea hit Charlotte with the Riptide off the second rope, but Io broke up the pin. And then Ripley put Io in her cool submission, but Charlotte breaks it up with a kendo stick. She hits them both a bunch of times with it. She then locks in the figure eight on Ripley, but then Io Shirai moonsaults off the top rope, and her knee lands right on Ripley's head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real.
Like, for real.
So like,
on like her face almost.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch.
But
baby.
It was convincing because after that, Io pinned her for the win. So Io Shirai is your new NXT Women's Champion, which that's a shocker. I was like, I told Joe, I was like, if Charlotte wins, this is an F.
It would have been an F.
But Io winning is a shocker, and I love Io, so I'm totally fine with Io Shirai winning this title.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee called it. We made fun of him on the Wednesday Night War recap, because he said Io Shirai was winning, and we made fun of him.
He knew something.
I wonder
if
that... No, they don't put odds for NXT, I don't think. I wonder what those odds would have been.
I mean, if they'd still
you
be
can't
out
see
there.
Him now. It's sure. Over.
Sure, they'd be on like a site that reports.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe not the one that we did. But
read the last thing, which kind of soured it for us a little bit.
Well, so she wins. And then they show the highlights of the match again. And then after the highlights, we see Io with the belt in the ring. And all the confetti's already, it's already been sprayed.
Yes.
It's already all over the ring. And we missed the confetti fall. Why? What? What's the point of having confetti if you don't show us the confetti falling?
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yep. This was at noon. Yeah, that was so dumb. Like, show us that. And yeah. This was at noon. Adam Cole, huge favorite. So that would have been interesting.
But who, according to who?
Bet Online.
Oh, this says Bet Online. They actually had it.
They did it.
Holy shit.
Karrion Kross was a big favorite. Rhea Ripley was 2-1. Not 1-2, 2-1, 6-5.
I hate when they do that. I can't,
yeah, it's
I can never figure that out.
6-5.
That's
is
the
even odds.
Oh,
yeah, that is favorite. 2-1.
Charlotte was the favorite then, right?
Yeah, and the Io Shirai was 2-3, which is also very close to that. So they were all kind of bunched in.
So Io was more favored than Ripley then, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And look at this. Damian Priest was favored.
That's insane. Oh my God, we could have won money. So much money. Although we would have lost it on all the other matches.
On every other match. Johnny, yeah.
Johnny was favored.
And then look, the bad girls were favored 2-1.
No.
Minus 200.
Those are the good girls.
They were favored.
The good girls were favored.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Well,
Maybe this was it. They just wanted to make money off of Bet Online. Triple H is like, I see the odds. Place the bet now.
Now. I'm telling what happened. Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's so funny when you have something that you can change. Like, you could see the odds and be like, let's change it and win $1 million.
Yeah.
I don't think they let you bet that much on these, though.
So, again, after this, we were at a C minus.
We were.
I think this show is a C.
C.
Because they saved it. I mean, I know we usually go up a letter grade if it's a good match and a good ending, but, like, we probably should have had this rated lower, before this match.
Right.
But Io, because Io winning is great, but everything else was like a, eh.
Right.
So I think a C takeover,
A C takeover is awful. I've
never been a C.
Awful.
Backlash actually has a chance to be better than Takeover, and Backlash is next week. Now, it probably won't be.
It has to be better than a C.
It will have the greatest match ever of all time.
This is the greatest show. Hey, now that I think about it, Io Shirai being 2-3, having the bigger number more, she's the favorite. Slight, but she was the favorite.
Yeah.
So that, I guess someone knew something there.
Interesting.
That we couldn't have come up with, apparently.
Hmm.
I had no feel for Io. I would have said Rhea 1, Charlotte 2, way later.
Oh, Io Shirai 3. I mean, we thought Io was there just to get pinned.
To get pinned, yeah.
Just to take the loss. So I like that. That was a cool shock. I mean, Rhea already lost to Charlotte, so does she have to win it back immediately? No, she already got embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like,
when you're buried, you're buried.
But now what happens? Does Charlotte get a rematch? Does Charlotte stick around NXT?
Nah.
Because then Rhea never beats Charlotte?
No, they'll save that for, the main roster sometime later. I never beat her, blah, blah, blah. And she'll take, the SmackDown title off of her.
So does Ciampa show up to Raw or SmackDown soon?
I'm going to say no.
No? Got squashed. Is he going to beat Cross next?
You have to get squashed to go to the main?
But here's the thing. Ciampa's he was the badass of NXT, right? There's no one more badass than him.
Correct.
Now he lost, so now Cross is the new badass of NXT.
Yeah.
Now what's Ciampa? What does that make Ciampa? How does he just go into another feud and he's like, okay, well, I lost.
No. I think...
Who do I fight now? Who does he fight? He's fought everyone.
You have to at least have him cheat a little bit to beat Ciampa. So Ciampa has motivation, and then we don't know.
Unless Ciampa just snaps and turns heel and attacks a babyface.
Forget that.
But
I don't think this Cross thing is over. You think it's over?
But he's going to beat Cross?
Who does Cross lose to?
But is he going
to
beat Cross in the next match? No.
Yeah.
No.
When's the next takeover? SummerSlam?
No, we have no idea.
Yeah, we have no idea. So they can't even, they'd have to do it on the main show for rating. I don't know.
We'll see. I think he's going to the main roster. He said he would never go because he can't deal with the schedule, but there's no schedule right now. There's no house shows. There's no house shows.
You can't deal with the schedule? You're an NXT
WWE employee. Because he says because of his neck, he only has, he has a max number of bumps he could take before his career is over. Mm. And he's he doesn't want to do a bunch of house shows to.
You have to if you're on the main. Wow. NXT does house shows. Not as many, of course.
But. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think he has he hasn't done house shows since he's been back, I don't think.
Yeah.
But yeah. A C for takeover in your house. It's just like your average in your house, a C.
That's probably right.
There have been a few good in your houses, but for the most part,
Yeah, Kane versus The Undertaker.
I like the nostalgia.
Stone Cold as the referee, I think.
No, that was not in your house. That was a Bad Blood or something.
That was in the vignette of, in your house. Look what we've had.
That was
in
your house?
Shawn versus Diesel.
That was in your house. I remember that.
Let's just end the show.
Well, I want to see the history of in your houses. Again, I can't just put in your house.
In your house, WWE?
Yeah. History. When was the last one before tonight?
They did one of these. Remember they did it a few years ago? They named one in your house?
Not a few years ago.
It was not too long ago.
No.
Well, maybe not.
99.
It was a couple years ago. No, but that was when they were doing them.
That was the comeback one? That was St. Valentine's Day Massacre was in your house.
Oh.
That was the cage match with Stone Cold and Vince.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. Judgment Day. Yeah, they started calling them other things first. So it was technically Judgment Day, but it was Judgment Day in your house. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then they had a Stone Cold versus The Undertaker in a Buried Alive match to earn a spot in the Rumble.
Huh.
You can't just have both of these guys. Those are the best 30.
Yeah. And of course, Undertaker's, he finally won a Buried Alive match. No, I think he won one before that, but he's like 2-8 for Buried Alive matches in his career.
Was this
your match?
Was that where Big Show showed up?
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Paul White! That's Paul White! Come up with the fucking name.
Who?
Yeah.
No one even knows who Paul White is.
You can't call him the Giant? Like, that name is so common.
Yes. Right.
Andre the Giant.
Well, you know, TakeOver might have been disappointing, but me retaining...
Oh, whatever.
...never is.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with